We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
It's Thursday, it's almost Friday, but it's Thursday, so that's cool. Yeah. What? Come on. Give me some of that. Yeah. E-I-E-I-E-I-O, my name is Joe.
Get it, boy. That bang is kicking in.
Not very good flow.
Oh, you're a hater, a serial dater. I don't know.
That was so good for that minute.
I'm telling you, well, that's what she said. You know what? This bang, we don't get paid to talk about it, but if we did,
yes,
it's actually pretty good. Liv, I'm not trying to make you be my B.I., but would you go out and give me like two more? Because my body feels good right now.
You feel like I get your vibes right now after having this energy drink. I'm like, yes, I love this joke.
I got Mackenzie vibes right now. How long will it last? Can I make it a whole hour?
Possibly.
Oh, good morning. Hopefully you're feeling good. It is a Thursday here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, still on vacation and hopefully enjoying it. How was everybody's day yesterday? Mackenzie, let's start off with you.
My day was great. I had a big meeting, which I was late to because meetings here that went too long. So I felt so badly. I was only like 10 minutes late, but I felt bad. Anyway, but the meeting went great. And then I did a bunch of stuff, ran a bunch of errands. I worked out. And then I had a beef. Okay, you guys know I'm new to like Uber Eats and I'm just getting on the train of like
hey,
trying stuff.
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
So my little Lulu, my daughter was like, I said, what do you want to do for dinner? She's like, let's try DoorDash. So we tried DoorDash. Freaking never came.
What?
We were so excited. All we got was Panera. Like, it wasn't like we like got Roost or like Chris or like, you know, something fancy. It was down the road. We're like, oh, we'll just get some paninis, yada, yada. We waited 45 minutes to an hour. I'm like, they're not coming. And I had not gone to the grocery store, so it stunk. So boo, DoorDash, you stink.
Wow. I just wanted a panini.
Yeah, I know. We just wanted a panini. So then we had like breakfast for dinner because that's all I had.
Did they charge you?
Yeah, no, they tried. Like, if you try to cancel, you could only get like a little bit back. And then I was like, hello. So I went to the customer service, and then they're like, oh, sorry, it never made it. And here's $10 like a credit.
I just don't trust food delivery anymore.
No.
The more stories you see about people like, oh, yeah, I grabbed a French fry or I sipped on your soda. I'm like, I'm good, bro.
I mean,
it's
just supposed to be convenient to your door, but when you count on it and it just never freaking comes, you could have done a million other things. You're just like waiting around. So.
That's insane. I get DoorDash and Uber Eats like all of the time.
Uber Eats was good.
It came. And also, I never have to worry about people eating my stuff because normally I get stuff that's like just so gross that people are not interested in eating. Like, I'm never getting milkshakes or like French fries. I'm getting like kale salads and stuff. And like, they just have no interest in taking a bite.
But
of
I mean,
that.
Lulu's like, Mommy, is it coming? I'm so hungry. Is it coming? I'm like, I don't know.
I haven't eaten since school lunch today,
no,
Mom.
I felt terrible.
Why won't you feed me?
I did feed her, but I was disappointed.
All right, note taken. Mackenzie doesn't feed her child at every intervals. Okay. Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was super, super busy. I had a lot going on, and I was so tired, almost like coma. Like coma.
Coma.
We're making new words.
I still am tired, but I felt like I was in a coma when I got home yesterday. But I had to go into work, and I normally don't work on Wednesdays, and man, whew,
Struggle bus?
It was a struggle bus, but it's Thursday now, which means yes. It's basically Friday. So I feel like the coast is kind of clear now.
It's interesting.
The weekend.
It's interesting how our days are so opposite. I went home yesterday. Same thing. We were all here for this meeting that was late, and I got home around like 1:30, 2 o'clock, and I was like, "Man, I just want to take a nap." And I laid down, Liv, in my bed, which is very comfortable.
Oh, nap in your bed.
Well, where would you nap?
I always nap on the couch
so weird,
or something,
yeah.
Or like a sofa, just because I don't want to go full on sleep. Like I take 20 minutes or like 10 minute naps. But go on, Sue.
No, but just like, I'm just trying to let Liv know that I tried to take a nap yesterday for hours, just laying in my bed.
And it didn't work?
It didn't. Couldn't fall asleep.
How
so
long
naps
were you on
are overrated.
Your phone?
Oh, the whole time. I live with my phone.
You got to put your phone down and maybe put some relaxing music on or put like nature noises on and just close your eyes and just lay there.
Joe, we should do a challenge. How long could you be without your phone? How long before you would get like the shakes?
Well, as long as nobody's looking at my phone, I could probably go longer than you think. But I guess it just kind of depends. I bet I could go a day without my phone, but I would.
No way.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you could
do
that.
So
is there a reward if I could do this?
Let me think about this. Like, if you're flipping pancakes with your wife and your phone is blowing up, do you look?
Oh, of course I do. I mean, what if it's work? I mean, what? You want me to, like, miss a call or something?
I had a friend that ate some Chex Mix while she was flipping pancakes with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend got so mad at her, he just stopped it right there and was like, this is over now.
Was it that reindeer mix, like, with white chocolate? Because that is pretty good.
Honestly, it might have been.
All right, well, we know these ladies.
The puppy chow is what it's called.
Okay, well, if you bring up puppy chow, yeah, I'll stop anything for puppy chow.
Poor dude.
All right, well, yeah, no kidding. Talk about feeling like you're not worthy. Mackenzie, I know you're working hard this morning on the garbage. Can you give me a little preview of what's coming up?
Yes, People's Choice Awards are out. Find out if your faves were nominated and what made Kelly Clarkson have a total panic attack.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
People's Choice Awards are in, and there are a whopping 43 categories this year. Dang! Voting takes place until October 18th. You can vote up to 25 times a day. Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Cardi B, The Lion King, Walking Dead, Riverdale, This Is Us were amongst the top nominated. Okay, so the biggie is always Movie of 2019. Avengers Endgame is up against Toy Story 4, Captain Marvel, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, Lion King, John Wick Chapter 3, and Spider-Man Far From Home. Who would you give the People's Choice Awards to?
Gotta be honest, I've seen none of those, so I can't vote.
You haven't seen any of those movies?
No, I need a movie theater hookup. When I used to work in another market, I got to see as many movies as I wanted for free.
All the movies.
Have you seen any of those movies?
I think I've seen like one. I know, what's wrong with us?
We are pathetic.
I'm impressed that John Wick, though, Chapter 3 is in the mix with like Avengers and Toy Story 4.
Keanu Reeves,
wow.
Baby. He's
yeah,
a
baby.
Star.
Those awards are going down November 10th on E! Well, the Kelly Clarkson Show airs September 9th, and poor Kelly was uber nervous to record her first show. One problem, her guest didn't show up, and that's because it was Kevin Hart.
But because Kevin couldn't be here, one of his good friends stepped the heck up. He left his honeymoon to come here. This is real. Left his honeymoon. His wife probably hates me. to come here and take Kevin's place. And this is my first guest ever. Yeah. Give it up for Dwayne Johnson, y'all!
So isn't that cool? So poor Kevin, of course, was in that horrific car wreck last weekend. Needed surgery. So The Rock leaves his honeymoon and is her first guest.
I was in an accident. I just need to know who's on this. I need someone to come get him. He's in a house.
In a house, okay. And he was in a car accident earlier tonight, or what happened?
Yes, earlier tonight. I don't know what happened. He's not coherent at all.
Oh, so that was just posted by TMZ. Now, that's the audio from Kevin Hart's home from his security when he suffered that rollover crash.
So wait, he didn't go straight to the hospital? He went home first? That makes me wonder if something did happen.
Right?
Because it's like, I understand
think
somebody
more details coming out. A caller, like a female caller, this is the caller about the accident. His security team swooped in to grab him.
Yeah.
The weird thing to me is that the other couple that was supposedly driving, they left there, trapped in the car, like just grabbed Kevin.
No evidence.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is kind of getting fishy. It's very fishy.
It's very fishy, but Kevin did just undergo back surgery, and everyone's saying he is just going to be fine. But I'm telling you, I feel like more details are going to come out because this just seems a little fishy to me. But let's move on to something really awesome and exciting. Oprah! Oprah is launching a wellness arena tour early 2020.
Hi, everybody. I have some good news to share. I'm going on tour. We're calling it 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus. Come spend the day with me as I share lessons about my own wellness journey. Ooh, I've had my share of life's ups and downs, and help you write the next chapter of your own journey.
Oprah's got that Weight Watchers money, girl.
I would totally go to this. Oprah's 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus. It'll begin January 4th in Fort Lauderdale. Then she'll make stops in major cities like LA, San Francisco, Atlanta, Dallas, and New York. It is in conjunction with Weight Watchers, but I love everything Oprah does, so I'm going to try to get tickets.
All right, well, if you get an extra ticket, I will go with you, Mackenzie.
Would you really?
Yeah, I think that would be a really fun thing to go check out.
Oh, Oprah.
I just want to have her like, stand up like, you get a packet from Weight Watchers. You get a packet.
Yeah.
Mackenzie with the garbage. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and you, Porkchop, is off today. And I wonder how he would handle this news, because a woman found out something after doing a DNA test, and she says that her world was turned upside down. What happened? Well, she got the results of this DNA test, and it revealed that her husband, well, he's actually her first cousin.
What?
Yeah, the woman bought her husband a DNA test for his birthday. The results ended up poisoning her marriage over the fact that they're related. She said, quote, the results came back.
Put a damper on things.
No kidding. Yeah. She said the results came back saying we are actually first cousins on the paternal side. To make matters even more confusing, the couple now suspects that this revelation can mean that the husband's father was unfaithful to his wife. So there was some cheating going on.
Where did this take place? Is it one of the cliche, small towns?
I don't know where it took place. I mean, I can make assumptions.
Yeah. We don't want to offend anybody.
Oh, I don't mind. It's okay. I'm white trash. I'm self-admitted, so get over it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the woman says the news has really affected her husband, and they aren't even sleeping in the same room anymore.
But they've already done the deed. They've already flipped pancakes, and then they're like, oh, we're related.
Yeah, I mean, once you're that far, don't you just like, you're like, okay. I mean, how do you go back from that? There's no real backtracking. An expert has recommended that they try couples therapy and avoid buying DNA tests in the future.
Don't you mean cousin therapy?
Yeah, is that a thing now? That's a new one. Cousin therapy. So something to be aware of out there if you're thinking about getting those DNA tests or the ancestry things. Do you really want to know? What if you're married to your cousin?
Well, I'm definitely not, so.
All right, well.
Because I'm single now, so.
Were you married to your cousin?
No!
Joe's Need to Know News, all about that hurricane, Dorian. It's once again a Category 3 storm with wind gusts at more than 100 miles per hour after weakening earlier this week. North and South Carolina residents have been bracing for a possible hit because nobody really knew where it was going to go. As of late Wednesday, early Thursday morning near Hilton Head, South Carolina, in North Carolina's Outer Banks, forecasters warn that life-threatening storm surges with significant coastal flooding is expected along a large part of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast of the U.S. during the next couple of days. And some other interesting stories with Hurricane Dorian. How about this? It's causing bricks of cocaine to wash up in beaches in Florida.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. Here's what they're saying. A bag containing 15 bricks of cocaine weighing a kilo each washed ashore on Cocoa Beach on Florida. Then on Tuesday, about 15 miles south of Cocoa Beach, another brick of cocaine was found.
Those mermaids are getting down.
No kidding. Woo! Woo! Let's do this! And a final hurricane story. You got to see this photo up on the Need to Know News blog. A Florida man parked his smart car inside his kitchen to protect it from Hurricane Dorian.
I would totally do that.
Oh my gosh.
I would totally do that.
Have you ever been in a smart car? They're really small, but I've seen Shaquille O'Neal getting one. Like
that's how you measure things. If Shaquille can do it, if Shaq can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, I do actually. I want to try to fit in one and see. So if you're listening right now to the show, Can you hit us up? Maybe slide in the DMs, Radio Now AM Show or Joe Pesh Radio for my social. I want to just try to get video of me getting into a smart car to see if it's possible.
Are you going to be sad, though, if you can't?
No, but I'm also not responsible for any damages done.
Okay.
But that'd be kind of cool. Let's see here. The man's wife posted photos of the car parked inside their home. She captioned the photos, "My husband was afraid his car might blow away, and my car is in the garage." The Category 2 storm hit the Bahamas and Florida is now heading to the East Coast, and you got to see this photo because it like fits perfectly in their little kitchen.
Smart cars are so cute. I'm looking at it in the kitchen. It's just parked perfectly. It's like the length of the island.
Yeah, it's like, what a great car size. Michigan, my home state, became the first state to announce it's barring the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. Some cities have been doing this and going this direction, but this will be the first statewide ban. Now, the ban doesn't go into effect until the state health department issues new rules, which could take up to 30 days, but the governor of Michigan says the health department recently determined youth vaping is a public health emergency. The flavored e-cigarettes are especially enticing and attract young people, so that'll be interesting. When it starts in one place, it can roll to others.
I feel like we are just going to get bad news down the road about vaping. I just feel it. I don't know why.
Liv, your reaction to this terrible news?
I think it's funny that, like, vaping is starting to be banned, and, like, at the same time, like, smoking, like, weed is, like, starting to become more accepted. Oh. Like, as one goes, another one comes.
It comes, yeah. I mean, when I lived, I just moved from the West Coast. I mean, Indy's my home, but I moved and came back. It was crazy out there. I was like, I'm definitely not in the Midwest anymore. I mean, everything's legal. Just do what you want.
Mm-hmm. Don't say nothing about it. And finally, Mackenzie, I told you about this. She's like, oh, that sounds so cool. No, we're not going to allow you to do this. See the video on our Need to Know News blog. A teenager standing in front of a tree stump has an apple balanced on top of the stump. He then pulls out a samurai sword. And he's attempting to take a slice of the apple to show his skills with the sword.
Oh, no.
While trying to slice the apple in half, he missed the apple, but he did hit something. He hit an inflatable swimming pool that's right next to it, and this is what it sounded like. That's the pool tearing apart. Gallons upon gallons of water going everywhere. And yes, once again, he did not make contact with the apple.
You know how fun that is? I got to saber champagne. Have you ever done that?
I'm like afraid it'll cut my finger
sword.
Off.
I did it live on television. I was terrified, and it worked. And it's so cool.
No, I've seen a lot of people do that online, and they always end up shattering their bottle. How do you do that correctly so you don't make the bottle explode?
I had an expert, and then I just like went for it. And I'm telling you, things like that, I mean, obviously, know what you're doing or chop your fingers off. But if you get to try it safely, give it a whirl.
I'm successful 50% of the time.
Yeah.
All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the day. Oh, boy. This might be one of my favorite things we do on the show. I wish we did it, like, multiple times in the show because it's so fun. And then maybe I could win because I'm on an epic losing streak of, like, a year. I think, actually, I have, like, five wins, and Mackenzie has, like, three. Like, I'm barely ahead of you, Mackenzie, and you're new to the show.
That makes me feel happy.
Liv's got, like, 7 or 8, and Porkchop has, like, 14. So, good thing he's gone this week. We should be able to catch up to him.
He always dominates when I worked with him before. Same thing. Like, we would all be just not even... like double digits, and he would be in triple.
And by the way, thank you for all the suggestions you're sending to our Radio Now AM Show Instagram of categories and themes. Keep them coming. Just slide into our DMs. It's Radio Now AM Show. Today's category, pretty simple. For Thursdays, we do Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
So it could be anything. You go back to the 50s. I don't care. You want to throw it back?
Do a little Elvis Presley.
Whatever you want to do. Woo! Or you could do just a year or two ago. Don't matter. Throwback Thursday. Liv the Web Girl, why don't you go first with the best Throwback Thursday song?
Okay, so I'm going with Usher because he's one of my favorite like throwback artists. I just remember being like in like first grade, like listening to some of his songs. And I'm going with You Got It Bad.
If you're touched by the words in the song, then maybe you got it bad. When you're wonderful. Hang up and you call right back. Oh, you got it bad. If you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track.
If you want to hear Liv's song for Song of the Day, Usher, You Got It Bad, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. I contemplated, I'm like, do I want to go with a rap song? Because I feel like rap's the easy win. But I went with something which I think if you dig deep down into your heart, you would appreciate for a Throwback Thursday because it's fun and it's spunky and it gets you going. And I wish they would have some new music and the guy in the group wouldn't have been really crazy and go around the world chasing aliens. I'm talking about Blink-182.
Yes!
And I went with All the Small Things.
All the small things, true care, truth brings.
So if you want to hear All the Small Things by Blink-182 for the Throwback Thursday Song of the Day, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Mackenzie, bringing up the rear today. What are you working with?
I am, because it's Thursday. We like to call it Friday Eve. We're going to get our weekend on. Let's get in that mindset. Throwback Thursday, I chose Jaquan, A Little Tipsy. Everybody in the club.
I thought you were going to say it's also a Thirsty Thursday.
That is true as well.
All right, if you want to hear Jaquan Tipsy, that's Mackenzie's choice today for Throwback Thursday Song of the Day. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. Let me recap. All the songs you could choose from. Live the Web Girl coming with Usher, You Got It Bad. Myself, Joe, I went with Bleak 182, All the Small Things. And Mackenzie went with Tipsy by Jaquan. S-O-N-G. You're going to text that to 52140. And we will get the results after Post Malone and Young Thug. Goodbye. Song of the Day. The voting is now closed. The number, by the way, if you want to vote later on, like tomorrow or maybe next week, and be part of it, it's 52140. That being said, the results are being calculated today by Rosie.
Our robot. She misses our little pork chop. She's been a little sad this week.
I was going to say hostile. Definitely an attitude.
That too.
Somebody needs to be powered down or restarted to work on that. And Live the Web Grill. They are working right now on calculating all of the text votes.
I have got to say, this was very shocking, because the text votes and the Twitter poll votes were very, very different from each other. So I'm just going to go ahead and get into it.
Okay.
In last place for our throwback song of the day is Mackenzie.
That is a mistake, because Tipsy is a jam.
I agree.
So I feel, I feel like other people on the show actually wanted to vote for me so we could like hear that song.
Here's my thing. I used Tipsy for some song a week or two ago, and for whatever reason, our listeners don't have good taste. Sorry if you're listening right now, because that also
clearly
did
because they're
terrible.
Listening to us. No.
Well, that's true. If you listen to this show, you obviously have no options. Because I did Tipsy before, and it got no love either. So,
all right, I'll listen to it over here by myself.
I wouldn't try it for a third time.
So, between the first and the second place, there were just three votes that were separating Joe and me.
Uh-huh. One of these artists has herpes. By the way.
Usher, yes. Allegedly Usher, yes, yes.
Wow.
I was confused.
That's all I can
second.
Think about when someone says Usher now. It's terrible. Okay,
all
go
right,
on.
Thank
now.
You.
Side note.
I love Mackenzie. Any artist we play, she can give us an STD record. Like this person had chlamydia.
Plot twist. Okay, go on.
Can I get a drum roll for the first place winner of today's Song of the Day? Ready?
All I got is a...
I was going to do a manual one.
Oh. Well,
I'll help out. Here we go.
First place is Joe.
Oh, give me that high porn. Yeah, baby. No, I'm kidding. High porn.
Joe was the first place winner. I came in second. There were three votes that were separating us.
It wasn't your fault. Usher did that to himself.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with no further delay, your Song of the Day winner, voted on by you, the people, of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show is Blink 182, All the Small Things. Here you go. Enjoy it. It's a short song. Yeah!
That was fun.
Baby!
That was fun. I love Blink 182. That was fun.
That was good. All those song choices were good today. I mean, obviously, people didn't think so with the votes, but what are you going to do? That was awesome. Song of the Day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, and Liv the Web Girl hanging out with you today. And, ladies, I want to give you a test. If you got a man in your life, I would like for you to do a test. And this is something we'll have to follow up on, whether you're listening live right now or if you check out the podcast later on. I want you to do this to your boyfriend. Take a screenshot of the conversation, of the text, and then DM it to us, Radio Now AM Show. Because guys are apparently confused about what the R stands for on this lady's tampon. A guy got confused by his girl's tampon that had the letter R on it. I know what it is. Ladies, you know what the R stands for?
Of course.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Can
I
guess? You know, Joe?
Yes, can I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Regular.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. This guy did not. He thought it meant right side.
What?
I don't understand. As far as I know, there's not a left or a right side when it comes to that. But he thought it stood for right side. He went viral online, kind of like just putting the photo up there saying like, hey, where do they sell left ones at?
And, oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
And now women are starting to test their men to see if they actually know what it meant. One guy thought it meant reusable, which the girl said, oh, gross. Another said recyclable, which, I mean, that's gross, but okay, going green. Somebody thought it stood for regal, because they have, like, what, the pearl and different things. Like, they have, like, fancy lady things. So, ladies, text your man and see if they know what the R stands for, and then DM us the screenshots and their responses. Radio Now AM show.
I just want to say I feel bad for this guy's girlfriend because clearly he does not understand the female anatomy.
He does not know what's going on down there at all.
Yeah, I just don't understand how guys can be that dumb.
Like, okay, how many? What can you name? What other ones are there, Joe? Besides the R?
Oh, well.
What else have you seen?
Because there is one that has an L. What is the L stand for?
There's an L. Light.
Yes.
Why don't you just quiz me right here on the spot? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, L.
Light.
What is the S?
Well, I would assume that is a small, but hold on, though. Like if spotty?
No.
Hold on.
Spotty with the chance of meatballs.
Okay, I was like, where? I hope not. Okay.
It's heavy.
Well, S, then, wait, that stands for heavy? Why don't you have an
S
H?
S is super.
Oh, super.
Yeah, super. And then they're super heavy.
What would that be? Like SH?
That's like you just don't want to leave your bed. You're like, yeah. I'm just.
Oh,
I give
my
up
God,
on life.
I'm dying.
Yeah, they're super plus as well.
And what about the A?
By the way, 833-563-2539. Are guys out there confused by this? Ladies, has your man kind of been confused like this too? Is this something you've heard of before? I'd love to hear your story real quick about like what they thought it was. Definitely want to see the screenshots, but if you have something, 833-563-2539. Could you call us up real quick? I'd like to hear from a couple of people.
Did you know there are active, I call them TPs. They're active TPs.
No, like, well, for athletes?
Yeah, I mean, your everyday gal that maybe is just going to work out.
Going hard?
Have to be, like, a professional now, athlete, yeah.
What was the other one that we just left off, though, before I threw out the number, like, the category? Because I really pride myself on being a knowledgeable guy. Like, I definitely, like, I am the kind of guy that has no problem if my wife asks me to go pick something up for her. I just need to know what it is.
The S,
we talked about that. That's super.
Yeah, that's super.
Then there's super plus.
Okay.
Super plus.
And go ahead.
I had a friend who thought that like the Pearl brand was for like elderly women.
Oh, like senior citizens. Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think most senior citizens are needing those anymore.
I was going to be like, wait a minute. Like, yeah, that's not normal, is it?
They've never sold a box, but they're sitting on the shelves.
Did you see the other guy that was confused too about like the lemon and lime?
Yeah,
that was like a week or two ago. Google that one right there. There was a guy looking for that, and there was a green one and a yellow one. And obviously, those were like two different kinds.
Well, there's always those jokes that they make pumpkin spice come fall.
Why do I feel like they will one day, though, and women will buy them up like crazy, or guys will get them for their girls so they'll be
basic.
Happy about it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that something comes out of this. I hope this is a learning experience for fellow men out there. And I would like to say I'm pretty knowledgeable. I not?
You were. I was impressed.
I passed the test. See, Lindsay, I do pay attention. Send us those DMs, like those screenshots. We really want to see what your man says and how he reacts. It's Radio Now AM show. Group therapy, if you would like to be on, we're certainly going to try our best to help you out. All you have to do is hit us in the DMs, Radio Now AM show, or you can call in 833-563-2539. Let's see what we can do today for Emily. Hey, Emily, what's going on for you in group therapy?
Hey, so, yeah, I have a real issue that I need some advice on, you know, from people who don't know me or my boyfriend, you know. So here's the deal. He won't like get busy, you know, he won't get physical with me anymore. You know, it's kind of taking a toll on my self-esteem.
Oh, how long have you guys been together?
Oh, well, we've been, dating long distance, probably about a year. You see, he lives in Philly, but I'm here in Indianapolis. So we only get to see each other like once a month. you know, aww. So it would seem like when we do see each other,
like you
game
couldn't take
on,
your hands
you know?
Off each other, right?
Right.
You would
right.
hope
it'd
be like that.
Be that way.
Aww.
You would hope, but it's definitely not. And that's kind of what's bumming me out, you know?
So take us, you know, without being too graphic, step by step. So what happens? Do you initiate? Do you like give him kisses and let him know like you want him?
Well, I definitely like sort of started to follow his lead, you know, just like, okay, like maybe it's just not the right time. And then I was like, well, let's try to be a little bit more, you know, the initiator and
yeah.
try to be a little bit more upfront. And he says he's still attracted to me, but he's just not into it. Like he says that he would rather hang out, which is fine, but you know, I'm a sexual person and I'm worried that this could be the big relationship killer, you know?
No. Do men go through dry spells, Joe? What'd you say?
Is that a joke you're asking me that? Because yes, my whole life was a dry spell. I think my mom tried to Yes. No, I've been with my wife, Lindsay, for 7 years, married for 4. And I hate talking about this because I know a lot of her coworkers listen, but I'm a very open book, probably share too much. Liv's like, trust me, he is. But no, more often than not, my wife will try to get some from me. And I just, when I was a single guy, I could not get a girl naked. As a married man, it's there. And I'm just so insecure with my body, which is sad and pathetic at times, that like I'll turn her down. So I don't know if that's the case with Emily's guy, if maybe he's an overweight dude or just in general, maybe he's insecure about it. But yeah, like my wife kind of does what Emily's talking about. I honestly thought Emily was Lindsay for a second.
So you don't, but the reason you don't get with her, your wife, is because you're insecure. Nothing to do with
yeah. I feel like oh God, I'm probably crushing her right now, or oh God, please don't sweat on her, or just like how can she be attracted to this? And that's just my self conscious. I don't know if that's the case, Emily, with your man. And if anybody has advice, 833-563-2539. That's the whole goal of group therapy, is to try to help Emily out here.
Emily, has he had any like dysfunction or anything that he might be insecure about? I'm just saying, other than like his appearance, maybe is there something else maybe he's worried about, maybe letting you down?
Well, I mean, it kind of breaks my heart to hear that from Joe, because I was just like, that's totally not the thing. Like, I'm still attracted to him. Like, he says he's still attracted to me. I don't think it's a physical thing, and I don't think it's a mental thing, unless it is maybe the distance. Maybe the distance just makes him feel like the attraction's not there the same way, since we're not with each other all the time.
I feel like the distance, because long distance is difficult, and I kind of went through the same thing. I lived 7 hours away from my wife when she was my girlfriend until I proposed. She wouldn't actually live with me. Her family, like, you're living in sin. But I remember when we would get together, speaking of living in sin, and we did get physical and intimate. Woo, boy, that was fun. Like, it was built up, like, let's get to town. Like,
because
let's
go to
town.
Hadn't seen each other.
Yeah, so I guess I don't have any answer, Emily. At least I can't make sense of this.
This cracks me up. It's not funny. I'm just saying, when like Joe says, oh, she wants it all the time, I don't give it to her. And Emily, you're saying, I want my man, he won't give it. Like, I guess I always just thought the mentality of, like, men always want that.
I think a majority of men do. I think maybe Emily's guy and me might be in the minority.
I also feel like, you know, just as sometimes women are, men just don't, it's harder for them to get into the mood. But because there is this stereotype of like the macho man can't keep their hands off of a girl, they might even feel insecure about that.
Emily, hang on. We're going to get some phone calls at 833-563-2539. I'm throwing this up on our Facebook page if you want to go there and chime in for group therapy, or Twitter and Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. Group therapy. We're talking to Emily this morning, and Emily has been with a guy. By the way, Emily, how long have you been with your boyfriend, long distance?
Long distance, we've been together about a year, and we started dating a little over that.
Okay.
So basically about a year. Yeah.
And you guys used to be physically intimate, but now when you get together, he's really not wanting to, as we call it, flip pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been no pancakes at all.
833-563-2539. We got Kelly on the phone. Hey, Kelly, you're on the show, and you're also here with Emily. What did you want to say for group therapy?
Good morning. Well, I guess one of the questions I had was already asked, of whether or not he's still affectionate and wants to cuddle and snuggle. He just doesn't want to go through with the final act.
Mm-hmm. Does he do that? Is he like cuddling you, Emily?
Yeah. There's definitely like cuddling and hanging out. There's still, like I said, that kind of intimacy is still there. but just not the intimacy, you know.
Intimacy. We pick up what you're laying down.
So what does that mean then, Kelly? Like, you were kind of getting at something.
Well, I mean, if the intimacy's still there, he's still hand-holding, kissing, they're still talking closely and quietly, then I think there's still hope. There's still something there. But if he's shutting down the affection altogether, like he's putting it back in the friend zone, then he probably just didn't know how to tell her he's moved on. But who's doing the traveling?
We try to split it, but because of the job, because, you know, he had to go to Philly, I do tend to go out to him more frequently.
Okay. Interesting. Hey, Kelly, thank you for calling in this morning and offering that advice at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, what did you want to say?
I think that he might be living a double life.
Wait, he has a double life?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like, you know, everybody have rough patches in their relationship. And, you know, they go outside the relationship to finally, like, try to fill that void. So when they're in filling that void, you know, being with somebody else, they may, you know, have that strong feeling and connection with that other person.
Wait a minute, Jeff. I got to call you out right here. I'm definitely not the best husband in the world, but I've had rough patches with my wife in dating and marriage, but I've never went outside to see other things. That sounds like cheating to me.
Yeah, but look, but you're married. See, you know, dating and being married is two different things. You know, you're committed. You know, dating is like trial and error, you know. You don't know if it's going to work out. You hope for the best that it does work out, you know. So if it does work out with your other significant other, you know, maybe try to pull yourself back from what you're, you know, don't, like, he probably didn't mean to get too deep if he is living a double life. You know, that's what I'm suggesting.
This cracks me up. I just have no time ever to live my one life. So when people say they have double lives, who has the time?
Yeah, I know.
I'm impressed.
I don't know how people can be with multiple people. No way.
No way.
I'm tired just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up with Michael this morning.
You know, I think he's just might be just tired. Guys work a lot, you know. The girl's always like, well, you should just know when to do it. Like, you know, you should just, like, be a mind reader and stuff. But maybe he's just tired, you know.
Is that what you think it is, Emily? He's one of the seven dwarves?
That's a valid point, and I hear that. I mean, we get tired, like, work's hard and all that. But I want to know when it's been too much. Like, I don't want to suddenly turn into the girlfriend who's nagging all the time. Like, is it possible to ask for pancakes too often?
Have you gotten really, really sexy? Maybe like a new little get up, like really put it out there?
Maybe like making it more of a special event, more of a like, this is it. Like, let's do it. Like, maybe that
could
be helpful.
Clear signs.
Ladies
like,
and gentlemen, now entering the bedroom. Buck
naked.
The main event. Yes.
Well, I guess we know now it's not that rare.
This is not good, Emily. You should maybe turn this down. A lot of people on our Facebook page are saying, he's cheating. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's flipping pancakes with another girl. Like, this, all these women, I don't know if they have it from experience or what, but they're saying cheating, 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 cheating.
Oh, no. Really?
That's my fear. Everybody's feeding into my fear.
I don't want that for you.
I don't think so. I know that like a low libido is also a sign of depression. So he could just maybe be depressed right now and just like working a lot.
Yeah, it could be. Let's hope that's the case over cheating.
Yeah, no kidding. But then again, I don't wish depression on somebody. I almost wish he was cheating on you,
just
Emily.
Just a low libido. I don't know.
All right.
Okay, you have to keep us posted. I want to see how this pans out.
Emily, thank you for calling in today for group therapy. You have a good one.
Hey, thanks everybody for all the perspectives and all the advice.
You're welcome. I hope he trips and falls on you next time you guys get together. That would be really romantic. Who has got the most busted ride that is listening right now? Maybe it's your ride, or maybe you want to call out somebody you know. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. 833-563-2539. Now, my wife, I think, is a contender for the worst ride for anybody that listens to the show because, well, her Pontiac G6, we got it used, and now it's up to 175,000 miles.
Dang!
Which is not that much. I mean, I know people, my old car had 210, but my point is, it has progressively gotten worse, and it needs to be put out of its misery. Tonight, we're going to be getting actually another used vehicle, but with a lot less miles, and I'm excited about it. She's happy. Now, what's busted with her car? Well, let me explain. The visor, for example, you have the driver's side above your head, like it's got the mirror you can look at. Well, that will randomly just flop down like while you're driving and hit you in the head. and block your view. So that's kind of dangerous. That obstructs it. Her trunk, it used to like kind of like where you have to like push it up and then like slam it down. Her trunk no longer actually opens up. So that's kind of a problem.
All right.
Like, we don't know how to get the stuff out of the trunk.
I can't not say this. I am so sad that you didn't come to me because... You know I do car commercials, right?
I know.
You know I know all the makes and models, and I could have really helped you guys out.
But we're going with such a basic car right now. Like,
here comes the cover up.
No, we are. We're trying to save up a bunch of money right now. So God, don't make me feel bad. Listen, when I get a nice ride, I'm coming to you.
You should.
When I get that.
Because I know a lot about cars just because I'm in the car business on the side, so I would have helped you guys. But no, I think you're making a solid choice. You want something just safe and
this is
you
safe
want
and reliable.
Safe.
This is like a temporary car for the next couple of years. It's something we can almost pay cash for.
Oh, great.
It's you. So it's not like the dream car or something. So,
what is your dream car?
Me? I got to do some stuff in Indy with a Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram, and I really like fell in love with a Jeep Rubicon until some drunk driver totaled it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, somebody drunk ran into the back of the Jeep and flipped it over and did like 30,000 in damage.
Okay.
So I would say a Jeep.
Interesting.
That's not hit by a drunk driver. What about you?
Ooh, dream car of all cars, Bentley, one hundo.
Okay.
They have back massagers. I went to a Bentley rally and I was like, this is amazing. But we are going to try to see, on a side note, if Joe can fit into a smart car. We talked about that earlier in the show. If he could actually physically, it was his idea. He wants to see if he can get in a smart car.
Okay, those are some of the busted things on my wife's ride. Oh, there's a huge scrape too on the rear quarter panel. If somebody hit it in a parking garage and just kept on going. It was a white car because it's a black car that my wife has, and there's white scrapes all along it. So thanks, person. Let's go to Carrie this morning. Carrie, tell us about your busted ride. What's wrong with it?
Okay, the front headlight doesn't work. It's out. The dipstick is broken off into the oil receptacle, so I can't change the oil. I am missing my rear bumper.
That's going to be an issue. You can't change the oil?
I can't change the oil. I have a screw in the right front tire. I have no power in the rear windows. I have no air conditioning. I have no heat. The only two front windows, they roll down. I have no windshield wiper fluid. It's a disaster.
How do you get to work every day with that car, Carrie?
By the grace of God.
It is time, Carrie, to
get
a new vehicle.
I drive 23 minutes in the morning to work and 45 minutes home almost.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm saying a prayer for your ride. I guess you beat my wife, Lindsay, so far. Hold on, though. Does your trunk open?
My trunk does open, but I'm at 248,000 miles.
Wow.
That beats me. I tried to drive mine until it died. My old car had 210, but they don't make Saturn ions anymore.
Come to Andy Moore. I do Andy Moore's commercials. You need a new... This isn't safe for you. Seriously.
All right, just say McKenzie when you walk in the door.
Please do.
Hey, thank you, Carrie, for calling in.
No, but seriously, that bless her heart. It's time. I mean, it's not safe to be on the road.
No, for sure. And if you're listening in Houston on Houston's new radio now, 92.1, go see John John at Central Houston Nissan. No, for real. Taking care of you. And as a matter of fact, there's no payments until October. So
you
how
just
about that?
Want to go back and forth?
We're hawking cars today.
Anymore.
That's right. Boom. Okay. Jeffrey, hey, good morning. Tell us about your busted ride. What are you working with?
Actually, it's not my busted ride. It's my wife's used to be busted ride. We actually just got her a new Kia like 3 days ago.
What
but
kind?
She got a Kia Optima.
Nice.
2019. It is pretty nice. But, you know, her... Honda Civic, 285,000 miles on it. She had to use a hanger to open the door from the outside. She had no gas cap, so there was a towel in the gas cap, so, you know, water or whatever. Windshield wipers wouldn't work, so literally, like, driving down the street, trying to use her hand manually or pulling over, having to stop and squeeze the window and everything. So we had to get that thing, you know, replaced. So we got it traded in, you know, a couple days ago. I didn't think that she was going to get a dollar for it, but they actually gave her $1,200.
Nice!
Just for taking the car off of her hands. So I was like, okay, well, you know, at least it wasn't, you know, nothing. But she, you know, treasured that car with, like, her whole life.
That's excellent.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that you care enough about her to get her out of that one.
Yeah,
Jeffrey,
it was like a death trap.
Thank you. Let's go to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, tell us about your ride. What's so busted with it?
I have no electricity going to my heater, my air conditioner, my systems check system, so I can't see where, like, my oil life is and all that stuff. My driver window does not roll down. My power seats don't work, so my seat's stuck all the way back, and I'm a very short person. And then
so
my front headlight actually falls out while I drive because my 15-year-old hit something. And then none of my doors open from the outside. My back doors don't open at all. My front doors only open from the inside.
How long have you been driving this way?
Well, my doors have slowly been breaking the last, like, 3 or 4 years. The headlight was just, like, a month ago. And the power to the thing has been since the beginning of the summertime.
So, like, do you just, like, turn a flashlight on in the front? Like, what do you do for that? Like, do you have, like, a flashlight, like, duct taped or something? That would be a good idea.
Like, I have light that comes to the dashboard, but everything under the radio gets nothing. No power.
Jeez. That is...
Like, I can't... My air conditioner and my heater works, but I can't actually turn it on.
Oh, that's nice. At least it's there one
Bless
day.
Bless your heart.
Hey, Brittany, I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Well,
thanks
come
for calling
get a new
in.
Car.
Yeah, you but you know... To- Yeah, you know what? I don't feel bad for anybody, though, because nobody said their trunk doesn't open. I mean, my poor wife,
how
Lindsay.
How often do you need that trunk, really?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows?
I would say if she can't adjust her seats and she can't reach barely her pedals, that's not good.
Yeah, that could be a problem for the whole braking and giving it a little bit
of
gas.
You know, driving the car.
Brand new game for Mackenzie, at least. She's never played it. I think Liv has played the song Separator one time, and I don't know how well it went. But either way, let's get you some teammates. So we need two people at 833-563-2539. Let's go to, is this Kaven? Hey, yes.
Kaven.
What's up? You're going to be on Team Mackenzie.
Whoa. Yes. I love your name. It's so unique. Kaven.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. No flirting, you two. And then let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're on Team Liv today.
Woo! Yeah, what up, what up?
Jeff, what up?
Jeff,
I married you and your wife not too long ago at White Castle. Are you guys still together?
Man, come on, man. Don't play me like that. Yeah, we together,
yeah!
Man.
Yeah!
Going nowhere.
That's awesome, man. I'm so happy to hear that. All right, listen up. I'm going to explain to everybody how this works. Jeff and Kaven, you're going to be helping out Mackenzie and Liv today, so you need to be listening up on your phones. Song separator game. Two songs, like a mad scientist, have been combined, kind of like a mashup. You need to tell me, Liv or Mackenzie, when you buzz in with your name, either both of the artists that are in there or both of the titles of the song. You can't give me an artist of one and a title of another. That's no points. I need both artists or both titles. I'm giving you options, okay?
Okay, I'm going to count heavily on Kaven because I feel like he's going to be amazing at this game.
Okay. I hope you're right
it's
about
your time
that
time to shine, baby.
Is there a certain amount of times we can use them?
No.
Nope. It's unlimited today.
Yes.
I'm feeling gracious.
Amazing.
You can buzz in with your name and guess correctly. If you do that, you get 1 point. Most points at the end wins. I've got five songs. I don't know if we'll get to all five of them, depending on how long this takes. Are we all ready to play?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen closely on the phone, gentlemen, because they could call you at any time. Here is your first song for the song Separator. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you want in more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something. Liv.
I'm going to say Khalid and,
three.
Is it
that's
Usher?
The only one I knew.
Usher?
Two. Incorrect, Mackenzie.
I've been dreaming about it. And it's you I'm on. So stop thinking. I'm listening. Well, it's Talk, and obviously, and can I call in Kaven?
Yes, you can.
Give us that other beat.
It's Canadian Disclosure.
Is that your guess, Mackenzie? I need a guess.
Okay, yes, we'll go with Khalid. I mean, we'll go with Kaven.
No, that was Mariah Carey. We Belong Together.
It was the Usher. I was trying to think what Usher song that was.
And
dang.
It was okay. Khalid Talk. It was There was no Usher at all in there.
I did my throwback.
Those were smoothly mixed together.
Not me mixing them. I don't get
you
paid that good.
You should have totally just taken credit for that.
Oh, I mean, yeah, DJ Papa Pesh over here. I got you.
Not really.
Okay, here's your next song. See if somebody can get on the board. Listen up to the song Separator. Okay.
Hey,
Kenzie.
Is it Janet Jackson and Lizzo?
Yeah!
Yes!
Woo! I know zero Janet Jackson songs.
Yes. Oh my gosh, All For You by Janet Jackson,
yes,
with Lizzo Juice.
You've never heard of Janet Jackson?
No, I never heard of that song.
She's like, I've only seen her nipple at the Super Bowl,
I know,
and
that's it.
Yes! Okay, we're on the board, Kevin.
All right, okay.
All right,
here we go. One to nothing. Third song, listen up. Two songs combined. You have to separate them here on the show.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream.
Live.
Okay, that is definitely Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. And do you know the other song, Jeff?
Liv, you ain't even give a second. That's the only song that you heard.
I know, when you know one, you can't buzz in because then you get stuck.
Okay, Need a guess.
Wait, hold on.
Three.
I'm going to say that Miley Cyrus and Nelly.
Nope.
I hopped off the plane at LAX.
Mackenzie can take a 2-0 lead.
Welcome to the land of famous. All right.
Miley Cyrus,
Usher.
Yes! That is correct.
Dang it.
Yes.
What Usher song is that?
It's Usher, You Remind
you
Me.
You Remind Me.
Hold on. This is not fair.
Why?
Because I don't know these songs.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I had to play Know the Lyric, I got burned, and you were so mean to me live.
I know.
So this is sweet retribution.
You're so
I don't
dumb.
Know these songs.
All right. Okay. Mackenzie is your winner today because there's no way that you can come back. I just want to see if Liv can get one right just out of pity's sake.
I think Kaven's the big winner.
Yes.
My partner.
Kaven is the winner today.
So sorry, Jeff. I am just so lost with all of these.
Here's your bonus. Let's see if you could at least get this one, Liv. Mackenzie, just let Liv try, okay? You and Kaven chill.
We go together.
Oh. I know this one. This is the Jonas Brothers and Genuine with Pony.
Yes.
Hey. That song was in Magic Mike. That's like one of my favorite movies.
It's a pretty cool remix.
These mixes are great.
I would listen to this song every day.
Here you go, Liv. Sing your little sucker lines.
I'm a sucker for you.
Which Joe Bro are you imagining right now?
All three of them.
Pony, yeah. Joe Bro sandwich.
She's got her own little Joe Bro corral.
Honestly, you can add their wives in there, too.
Wow.
Hey, congratulations to Team Mackenzie and Kaven. Way to go.
Kaven.
Yes.
Woo!
Jeff, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad the marriage is going strong, my man.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
I'm so sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. What a disappointment that was. No, hey, good job. I didn't think Mackenzie would get any right, but she actually came out of nowhere.
Thank you.
Now we know her strength.
Yes.
Thank you. Songs
that are mashed up together.
It was really a sweet moment.
And we know Liv, as long as it was in a half-naked movie, she'll know the song. Wow.
Dr. Joey Lawrence. Whoa.
Meow. All right. Good morning. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Thursday. Poor Chubb's on vacation. That lucky dude, him. But I still got myself Joe, Mackenzie, and Liv the Web Girl. And dumb people doing dumb things. It's time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So there's a guy named Ted. He lives in Maine, and he's not like a dummy because he was late on his rent. I mean, we all have times in our lives where maybe we spend it on booze, Liv, or, you know, we lose a job and we get behind. It's very common.
It's very stressful.
It is. Well, this guy, Ted, he knew his landlord was coming to collect the rent money. So Ted decided to play dead.
Weekend at Bernie style?
Pretty much.
Yes.
When the landlord came to his apartment, hey, Ted.
No, you're in there, Ted.
Ted, where you at? He pretended to become like unconscious or I guess actually dead because the landlord eventually opened a key because he couldn't get a hold of him.
And he came in there.
He was laying on the floor, air quotes, dead. Well, when he saw dead Ted, he called the cops to report that he had someone dead or unconscious in one of his apartments.
That is hilarious.
The cops came, and when they got there, they found Ted alive, conscious, responsive, and overall healthy.
How did the guy not see that he was breathing?
I don't know. Like sometimes, like if my wife asks me to do something in bed, I act like I'm dead. Like I'll just like.
Does this work? We should all try this today. At some point in your day.
Play dead.
Like during our meeting today, we should just play dead.
Or, oh gosh.
That's fine. I'll do it.
To be fair, the meeting we're going to be in later, I might be dead from boredom. So we have like so many meetings today.
I'll get rolled out on a stretcher, honestly.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Joe coded. Oh, no. It happened again. Well, here's the thing. It didn't work out for Ted. Ted wound up admitting, he was trying to get out of paying his rent.
Aww.
But what does he think is going to happen? So if Ted was really dead or faked his own death, he can't live there anymore.
Right. They're going to take his stuff out of there.
Like the landlord's just going to be like, well, I have to memorialize this house forever and not move any of Ted's things.
This was clearly last second thinking. He didn't think they were going to bust in, and they busted in the door. And then he's just like, I'll play dead.
Yeah, Ted wound up admitting it. He also was not thinking because Ted had an outstanding warrant for failure to appear for criminal threatening.
So
Ted was arrested. Ted now has a new place. He's living in the county jail.
Aw, Ted.
Anytime my mom would come home with groceries, my dad would just say, pretend you're sleeping. And so she would come with the groceries. We'd all act like we were sleeping in the living room so he wouldn't have to help. So maybe he was just doing that.
Pretend you're sleeping.
Hey, we have narcolepsy. Sorry, we can't do anything. That's a good one. I'll have to try that. That is your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you have ever lost a loved one and you've tried to think of like, well, how can I remember them in a special way? This might be something you've never heard of. And I wonder if you would do this or if you were like, absolutely not. This is not creative. This is straight up creepy and not the thing I'd be doing. 833-563-2539. There is a new way to memorialize loved ones who have passed away. And this is coming out of Ohio from a father and son. They actually are morticians, so they know what they're doing. And it's called Save My Ink Forever. The operation in Northfield, Ohio, just outside of Cleveland, the idea developed by Michael and his son Kyle formed a few years ago when they were drinking with some friends. Well, that's all good ideas happen,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, the best ideas come.
They got the idea of this. He said, with the art and tattoos and how much they mean to people, why not keep them after they die? People put ashes in urns on mantles and visit stones with their loved ones with names on them. Why not keep their tattoos as an actual memorial? Yeah. Exactly.
What do you mean by this? Like, how is this possible?
Well, they created Save My Ink Forever, the business. It gives people the option to save the loved one's ink as a piece of artwork. Here's how it works. First, the tattoo is surgically cut off the person at the funeral home within 72 hours of them passing. This can be done before or after embalming them. Then the removed ink flesh is treated with the same dignity and respect as it was with the actual funeral preparation process.
The word flesh.
Finally,
gross.
The parchment of tattooed skin is framed as a wall piece for the family to mount on their wall.
No.
The Sherwoods draw the line, though. They say that they will not do facial or genital tattoos and will only frame the final product as a wall piece. They have received and denied requests for the flesh to be turned into things like lampshades or book covers.
Ew. Dude, this is literally like that serial killer that would have people's skin as lampshades. And remember, he would wear their skin as a vest.
That is so weird.
Well, okay, that's what you're saying, but I'm wondering if anybody, the biggest thing is I want to hear if you think it's weird or if you think, yeah, you know what? Tattoos mean a lot to me and my family. That'd be a great idea. 833-563-2539. Would you call either way and let us know? Now, let me give one more thing real quick. They say that they're helping families fulfill their last wishes. They're not trying to create a freak show. You can learn more about it. Save My Ink Forever. They have a website, savemyink.tattoo.com.
Here's an idea. If someone has a tattoo, say you have a scripture passage, why don't you just recreate that on an art piece, same font, all the things, but it doesn't need to be actual flesh. That is disgusting.
Well, here's my thing. And at first glance it is, but I'm trying to be like both sides on here and be devil's advocate, Mackenzie. People keep ashes in an urn. And I know you don't see it, but if you open up, you see like the powder, the dirt, the dust of what is left after you've been cremated. What's the difference between having that on display in an urn and having, if everybody remembers Grandpa's tattoo,
Like his wrinkly arm tattoo you want spread out?
I'm not saying I want it, but I'm wondering, is it really that weird in general? Like, I mean, we keep dead bodies on our houses if you have ashes.
How long can flesh be preserved? That's the problem. That's
think,
the question.
I think they kind of would dry it out according to this. I mean, I'm not an expert on this process here, but it takes time. I mean, people, here's the thing, people keep stuffed animals, like of animals that they kill, like deer, and people will take their pets even nowadays and they'll get them stuffed. I know it's like a little weird, but is it that weird?
It's very
weird. It's just a great new option. Now, obviously, you have to have a tattoo. I wouldn't just want like a random piece of grandma's skin around, but if grandma had a cool tat.
But I would personally recreate the tattoo and put it in an art piece. And then it's like, oh, you think of them. It's the same gesture. It's not their flesh.
I really want to hear what you think about this. 833-563-2539. Would you do this if you had a tattoo? Like, I leave you all with my bald eagle tattoo. Here's my tramp stamp. Enjoy. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and you at 833-563-2539. We've all heard of different ways to remember a loved one. There's a new way out of Ohio to memorialize somebody, and that is by, well, saving their tattoo. Yep, they get a tattoo, and then they pass on, and they have a whole process they're working on, but they pretty much cut the skin out, and they dry it out, and Liv's about to puke. I'm not trying to gross you out, but it's an interesting way to remember somebody. I don't know if it's really creative or if people would find that creepy.
I loved it up until you said the word flesh spread skin. Out on a canvas, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know how else to phrase it, but I want to see what you think. Let's kick things off with Elizabeth. Hey, thank you for calling in. What do you think? Is this something you would do?
I personally would not. However, I've worked and volunteered with a grief counseling organization for a number of years, and people grieve in really strange ways. And I think whatever someone needs to do to help grieve and to move on and remember that loved one, hey, more power to them. Just whenever I come over for dinner, please maybe put it away in the other room or give me a heads up that it's on display.
I know. I would feel like it's like a Halloween decoration.
Yeah.
I know, but again, their own, man. I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not judging either. I thought for a while, like, we had my dad cremated. I thought about, like, I heard you could get, like, tattoos, like, with their actual, like, stuff inside, like, the ink, which to me sounds weird, but I've heard people have done that.
That is super interesting. I have a really good friend, and her parents both passed, and she has their handwriting. She took scripture or, like notes that they had written,
yeah.
And it's on her ribcage. It's really cool.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
It's an actual tattoo.
All right. Let's go to Candace right here. Hey, Candace, thank you for calling in. Would this be something that you would be interested in doing with a loved one?
I would say yes, but I'm not saying that it's not creepy because it is kind of creepy. But the only reason I'd say yes is because, like, I lost my brother and he was actually taken from us way too soon, April 2nd. And he had so many tattoos all over his body that we didn't get a picture of all of them. So I would have just loved to have some of them in a picture frame, and I would have decorated it to make it look better, but I think that would have been something I would have done.
Candace, first of all, still so sorry for your loss.
Absolutely.
When you think of your brother, you say you don't have all the photos, but I'm sure the memory is quite the thing. Do you have a photo or two? If you were to get this done, or I mean in your head, I guess, a tattoo, do you have an idea of like one that you would get done? Like if they offered this service that you would actually say, I'd like that tattoo of my brother's?
I actually do. He actually did the tattoos on himself. So he did one where it had my mom's name, and then if you looked at it the opposite way, you saw my name.
Do you ever feel your brother, do you ever get any, they call them God winks, like little things that'll happen that you know it's him, like around you?
Yes, I do. Actually, he engraved, because he did engraving, so he engraved Rugrats onto this glass picture. And after he had passed, we were going through his stuff, and I happened to pull out a Rugrats shirt at the same time, and I know that was one of his favorite shows.
I just got goosebumps. See, I love that. Those things happen all the time, so he's still very much with you.
Hey,
I
Candace, thank you for calling in this morning. I think it's a very interesting concept. I really, really do. Now I just got to figure out what tattoo I'm going to get if Lindsay would actually keep it. I mean, Mackenzie, do you have any tattoos?
I do not. I'm being free.
I mean, what would be the obvious one? Like a tramp stamp, for sure? Like, we're going to keep that one?
I'm going to smack you.
No,
what?
Not you.
I know it would be obvious for you. A tramp stamp.
Oh, gosh. Don't act like everybody didn't want a tramp stamp at one time. That's going to do it for a Thursday edition of Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop still off enjoying his vacation. We look forward to his return. But until then, we just got ourselves. What do you got going on today, McKenzie?
Well, we have a bunch of meetings today, and then I'm going to pick up my little girl from school, and tonight is cheeseburger night that we always look forward to. But I do have breaking news.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's hear the breaking news.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah!
So get excited.
Okay, I like that a lot.
What about you guys?
Well, meetings today. We got like 3 or 4 meetings, which is going to be fun, but not really. But going to do that. And I think I have an addiction now. I just talked to Dustin, who does afternoons here on radio now. I was like, yo, bro, I need to bang. And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, no, not you. I said, I need the bang, the drink. So I'm addicted to the blue raspberry drink right now.
And you had your first this morning, right?
Yeah. Well, I got to be honest. I had a sample before.
Oh, okay.
They got me once, and I keep on coming back.
But they're so good.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to do that. And then, a lot of boring behind-the-scenes stuff. But for the rest of the day today, I do have to sneak out of one of our meetings early because I got to take my dog, Benny, to the groomer. And I had to lie. So if anybody asked, like, one of our bosses, I was like, hey, I have a doctor's appointment I can't miss.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do, though, because I have to lie, too, because I have to dip out of the meeting early because my friend has a flight to Ireland, and I have to take her.
Well, you don't have to take her. I mean, I have to take my dog. My dog can't Uber there.
I feel like I trump both of you because I have to pick up my little girl from school.
Well, no, you don't.
She can Uber.
She can Uber. Does she not have a phone?
No, she has. She would be the sad little girl on the curb that's mommy forgot about her, which I would never let happen.
Oh, I remember that as a kid.
So how are we going to play this, you guys? Do we sit by the door in the meeting? Like, how do we plan our escape?
Absolutely. You just don't
talk. And then we have to go one at a time? We can't just mass exodus.
Well, I think I need to go first because me trying to go out after you two, like, it's going to be easier for you two to slide out because I'll get stuck.
Like physically stuck?
No. Are you fat shaming me?
No.
That's a hell of a way to wrap up the show.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, what do you mean by stuck?
I mean, like, you two might get out and then, like, Liv's phone will go off or something and I'll be stuck behind. For a big guy, I'm very stealthy. I'm very agile.
I was not dissing you like that. I just didn't know what you meant by stuck.
The only problem is I don't know how long this meeting is. And if we have a 5-minute meeting here at our company, that means that it's going to be at least 35 minutes.
Yeah. Two things about our company. Nobody's ever on time, and at least when it comes to starting meetings, and they go way longer than they should. Do you think they're excited to see us in the meeting today? Oh, wait, we just got an email. Don't worry. Come to the HR office. We have our own little meeting for you.
Great.
Well, hey, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get out of here and say goodbye.
So maybe for the last time.
Yeah, no, it could be. So thank you for the memories. On behalf of myself, Joe, McKenzie, and Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.